And this is, as I said, the world's most ultimate internet radio show.
Spinkwagon Radio.
How's it going, Claude?
Not bad. How about you?
Not too shabby, actually. Been a busy week for me.
Has it now?
Painfully busy week.
Painfully busy.
Yeah, the wife decided she wanted to paint the house.
How bad can that be? Paint the house.
It's still not done. She started Tuesday or Wednesday.
Who? Herself?
Only one room. No, with people that are helping her. But it's like sort of like attention deficit painting.
Volunteers.
They'll start up and then they'll leave. They'll start up and then they all want to go do something else.
God. So how very noncommittal.
That's what I'm saying. You know, they just kind of, eh, we're getting around to it. We're doing it. We're painting. We're painting. We're done painting.
That's great, man. So, that's just great, people. It's like, yeah, I'll help you. No, I don't want to.
Yeah, I'll help
well,
you.
Well, I showed up. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what we're getting. Jesus, everybody's giving themselves a Spank nickname here. This is great. This is awesome. This is going to make it very fun when we do Mad Props later on.
Oh, of course. Everybody loves that.
Of course. Wow, we're just... You okay there, Claude? You're sort of zoning already. Yeah. You're staring at interweb.
To interweb, yes.
To interweb. Oh, there's why. You joined up the chat room.
Ah, there you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Spankwagon Radio. Hi. We decided we're not going to start off with anything shocking gore here or anything, mostly because we didn't want to interfere with Steve, a.k.a. Wastrel. You know, we didn't want to chase him away this week. We thought it would be bad to do that 2 weeks in a row.
I've had a very interesting weekend.
What's happened?
Suspension on the DeLorean's been... Or, I'm sorry. The registration has been suspended. I have a suspension in effect.
What's going on there?
Trying to be cheap and insure the vehicle out of state, but they don't report to, my state.
Duh.
And they decided to purge and delete all records.
So they have no proof of insurance, and you can't get that for your state, for here in Nevada.
Nope. So it looks like it's a $250 fine for me.
Anyway, your lawyer can get this one down to a parking ticket?
No. It's not a violation.
Oh, okay. This is, but...
No, not in the sense of that. It's not a traffic ticket. This is a penalty by the DMV.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Fuck.
So you can't...
Although I do have good news.
What's that?
How much is your registration?
For which car?
For any of them. What's your cheapest registration?
I would assume that'd be the Duster at like $40.
$40, yeah. See, I have the special plates right there. Mine is costing me $90. I went up.
Well, you got the special plates.
Yeah, but yeah, can you imagine that shit, man? $50 additional per year for them plates.
Holy cow!
I know. I'm ready to change them out.
Nah, they're too cool.
They're all right.
The Vegas plates are too cool. You know what?
I'll get Vegas plates.
That's self-sacrifice. That's what you just got to do. Just like
I'll get Vegas plates again, but I'll just change it that way. The cops won't know who I am.
It's going to be on a DeLorean.
Yeah.
You're the cable guy.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
No.
Yeah, you're fucked because they're going to pull up and they go, hey, that's the DeLorean guy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wastrel. Wastrel's now known as Wastrel Spank Victim.
Hey, why? We got your name right this time.
Thanks to Toe. Instead of us downloading something, Toe just typed it out phonetically. Lap Spank. Whoa! Ikari Lap Spank. Okay.
Yes, we also have a very interesting... Well, we've done our nice intro for everybody right here, and we've gotten that out of the way. So, let's jump right into the shit.
All right, jumping right into shit. Let's talk about scat fetishes this week.
A little bit. It's very interesting you bring that up, Trench.
Oh, no, I was only joking.
Well, we have a viewer request.
Okay.
And hopefully everybody else in the chat room can help out this great viewer.
Okay.
Ikari Lapspank has a question.
Okay, what's Ikari Lapspank's question?
Who is Tub Girl?
Oh, can we not talk about this? No.
It's viewer request. Viewer request. We must abide.
Well, if you get a little upset at what we're saying, just do us a favor and stay in the chat room this time, you know. But, yeah, okay. This one is being, how do I say this? Adult supervision may be necessary to listen to this segment. All right.
Dude, it's that way every week, man.
Wastrel, innocent spank by standard. Wastrel, quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Spank. Anyhow, why does he want to know about Tub Girl? Does he want to date or something?
Well, no. We were talking about the show, and it was brought up right now, it was the Bukkake thing from last week. Okay. Long story short, I was saying, yeah, you know, it's not quite as gross as, you know, other things. He's like, goat see. I'm like, yeah, or, you know, Tub Girl. Because we were talking about the Bukkake where she just goes blah.
Right.
And he mentioned seeing the one was it the clip where the woman eats like a big meal, vomits it out, and then eats it back again.
Oh, that is sick.
So I said, yeah, you know, that's not as bad as even Tub Girl, though. And he said, well, who's Tub Girl?
Oh, gee, I saw the one Tub Girl photo once, and that was it.
So I figured the best thing we can do is go ahead and answer his question.
Go for it.
You go for it.
I don't want to touch it.
You don't want to touch it.
Okay, I saw the photo once, and it made
me... You saw a video.
No, I saw a photo.
I saw a video.
I saw a still photo, and once I realized the whole thing and how it was going down, violently ill. I mean, I almost just started Ralphing, and I don't throw up, but I just like... I was alt F4-ing, and I'm on a Mac, so I was really screwed up, and I couldn't get it to go away. All right, it was that. That is heinous.
Yes, it was.
Tub Girl, well... Since you're the one who started, and yet I have to be the one that explains this,
yeah.
I don't like how this works out.
All right.
Picture. Imagine a heavyweight.
Imagine a tub with a girl.
White porcelain tub. Heavy set girl.
Heavy set.
Very heavy set.
Heavy.
She is sitting in a tub in such a way that her legs are back up over her ears almost. Okay? And what she is doing is she is... She's evacuating herself.
Onto
her face.
Yes, evacuating herself onto her face.
She's shitting on her own. My volume's out. Hold on. She's shitting on her own face.
Well, that's the easy way to say it. Another way to say it would be the fact that she had massive, crippling diarrhea, and
yeah.
She's shooting a fountain.
A fountain of diarrhea,
which is landing right in her face, and she has, I think, an open mouth.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That is the sickest. Most disturbing, one of the more disturbing. I mean, there's a lot of disturbing things out on the internet. I mean, shit, we know this.
Shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of sick shit out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I, you know, someone said there's a video. You've seen a video. I've seen a still.
I believe the video was from Fugly.com.
All right. And I think we got someone who actually knows of the actual site. So let's. What was the official site for that?
Tubgirl.com.
Okay, tubgirl.com. Could you speak in the mic just a little better?
Tubgirl.com.
Okay, thank you.
Tubgirl.com.
Tubgirl.com. So if you really want to get grossed out, that's where you do it. I mean, that is some sick shit. Thanks for the link. Yeah, so, I mean, everybody in the chat was like, Rotten.com is worse, Bob. Well, Rotten.com is more medical. When you're dealing with medical and shit that you're going to see, like, you know, in that aspect, that's pretty nasty. Yes, I mean it's pretty nasty to see someone getting their head chopped open and shit like that, or blood and gore.
Well, Fugly is actually worse than Rotten.com. I'll agree with Trench right there. Rotten.com is really like a good collection of medical photographs for like types of wounds and accidents.
Right,
and
exactly.
Injuries. Fugly.com has some stuff. There's only been one. There's one video. I think about it right now, and it fucks me up to think about it. Tub Girl didn't even do this.
Yeah.
There's a video of a guy. It's fucking real. Who chisels off his fingertip.
Okay.
He has a sharpened chisel.
Uh-huh.
And he fucking just... He has somebody else hold it, and he hits the hammer himself and cuts off his own fingertip. I can't watch. I just like...
See that? And that's what's the difference between like Rotten and a lot of these other sites is because it's self-mutilation that I can't stand. I mean, accidents happen, you know, faces of death, woohoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Self-fucking mutilation, that's just foul. That's wrong. I mean, no one should, whoever thinks that it should be entertaining to do any of that stuff, or whoever gets off on that stuff, like someone you know, for them, that person to do it to herself, for Tub Girl to do that to herself, someone has to be getting off on that. Someone has to have wanted to see that.
People are fucking weird,
and
man.
That's wrong.
That's hard to say.
No, that's not hard to say. That
it
is wrong.
It's hard to say.
Self-mutilation.
Self-mutilation is fucking wrong. In my serious opinion, okay?
Okay.
Self-mutilation is a psychological disorder. That's somebody who's fucking mentally sick.
Yes, I agree. Self-mutilation is psychological. Self-mutilation for...
Oops, sorry.
Self-mutilation for other people's entertainment is equally wrong. Okay, if you're a sick bastard who enjoys watching Tub Girl, which is self-mutilation, no matter how
wait, that might be degradation.
Degradation, mutilation. You're doing stuff to yourself.
That there's a difference.
You're
there's
doing
difference.
Stuff to yourself
there's
that you shouldn't.
Difference. No, wait. Okay, hold on here for self-appointed FCC man. All right, now check this out. What I'm saying is this right here. I agree that self-mutilation is one thing, cuz you are fucking in, you know, you're damaging yourself, and it's not fucking right, and it's due to psychological disorder. Okay. Now, but the thing about it is, saying for Tub Grill, yeah, people get off on that. Is it right? I don't know. Is it sick? Oh, yeah. It's fucking disgusting.
It is sick.
And the thing about it is, people themselves know it's sick, and they have that. They have such a, you know, degradation, self-degradation fantasy.
Yeah, they
want
to
take
do
it that far.
To...
But I don't know. Do you think Tub Grill should be allowed to do that?
Well, I can't say that she shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Because it almost sounds like you're bordering on censorship there, Chief.
No, not censorship at all. But I think mental evaluations are all in order.
You really think so? People who have those kind of things.
And I'm not saying reprogram, but I'm saying try to understand what's going on so that way you don't get a repeat.
And how far do we go for that?
It's hard to say. I mean, you could go, I don't know, you could go quite a ways with it. You know, you could say, well, we're going to change you to be something else or do something else or act like something else.
Okay.
But at the same, in the same breath, you don't want to do that too far because then you're changing who the person is. But obviously, if they're shitting rampant diarrhea onto their own face, there's something so drastically wrong there, you need to heal, cure, analyze, fix what's wrong.
You think so?
I think that would be the first thing you'd have to do is
how
fix
far?
That kind of...
How far? I'm curious like this, okay.
What do you mean by how far? I mean, how far...
How far does this go? I mean, granted, there are certain things like whip me, beat me type shit, S&M stuff. I'm not into that. And
but you know what's
be.
Funny about a lot of the S&M people? Is okay. They even understand that there's limits that a body can take and a person could take, and they only go to those limits.
Not all.
Not all, but most of them. I mean, most of them that you hear and read about, like they always say, it's safe and healthy fun if you know, you're for it and you know how to control it. You don't let someone get too carried away and, like, you know, snuff film all of a sudden.
Wait, okay. That's different. Okay, now that's different, all right? Because what you're talking about right there by getting out of control for... Excuse me, pardon me. For the snuff film thing, that's when you start harming somebody else. That's when you start inflicting that on your violence, unwanted violence onto somebody else.
Okay.
That's the hard. However, Tub Girl did that to herself. It's not as though...
How do we know that? We really don't know the background behind why she is doing this to herself.
Germans do this shit all the time. Germans are ones that put on strap-ons and fuck each other up the ass.
Okay, that may be the case, but what is causing her to do it? Is she doing it on her own reconnaissance? Is she fucking high? Is she being fucking manipulated to the point where she's doing this? We don't know... Enough about the background to say what exactly is the the circumstances of Tub Girl.
Then we must find her. We must find Tub Girl.
Oh, Jesus.
We must
Christ.
Hunt her down.
You know what? You're good at that shit on your now. I'll let you. You could dive right in and hunt for her all you want. Just remember, offer her a breath mint before you ever talk to her.
All I'm saying right here is I'm just, how far do we take it? How far are we going to protect to fucking, you know, regulate these people that we're protecting them from themselves.
To protect them from themselves is one thing. To censorship them, that's another. And you're saying that you'd be censoring them by, you know, not having them do this stuff. Well, no. You're not censoring it.
You don't think that telling these people they
why
have to stop. You don't think that imposing your values on there is harming them.
Who's saying it's my values as so much as it maybe we could use a medical reason? I'm sorry, shitting into your own open mouth?
Wait. Maybe we can use a medical reason?
Okay, look, yeah, we can manipulate. And I will say the word manipulate with that. Who says, though, you know, I come at it from a point of view if it's a little bit of a moral thing, it's a little bit of a health thing.
Okay.
Moral thing. Okay. You know what? It's like Waste Rule last week and changing the fucking channel. Okay? Uh-huh. We've talked about this before. You could just say, hey, you know what? I seen it. I didn't want to see it. I'm scarred, but I'm not going to actively find it again. I'm not going to actively go out there and go, I need my Tub Girl fix. No, not at all.
Understood.
That, you know, self-censorship, it is self-censorship. And it's censorship. The problem here is censorship has such a negative connotation for the word. And it's not all censorship, I don't feel, is all bad. Some censorship is necessary. Are you going to introduce,
really?
Hold on, are you going to introduce Tub Girl to a 5-year-old kid?
What, you're going from one extreme to the other.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay, you're saying censorship is evil all around. I'm saying that censorship and guidance is good. And if not censorship, so much so as just guidance and education. So that way the person knows what is right, what is wrong, according to the morals and the values that they're raised in their environment.
Okay.
Fuck!
However, same case be taken right there. Thing is, we don't know off camera what her environment is. Number one.
No, we don't. Okay, we don't know why she's in a fucking porcelain tub with feet. Yes, I have noticed. Shitting on herself, flipped over head over heels, shitting on herself.
Right, but the problem is right here, what I'm saying is we have somebody, Tub Girl is off on her own, She is doing nothing more but than shitting on herself. Why? We don't know. But she's only doing it to herself.
She is only doing
Yet
herself.
You want to go ahead and protect her from herself by invading her privacy to give her a psychoanalyzer.
Okay, privacy first off is compromised because she allowed it to be filmed and whatnot. So privacy obviously isn't her first major concern. Okay, secondly, yeah, there is such a point where you have to protect yourself. I'm sorry, it's a suicide kind of a thing.
Okay, now I'm going to take this to a next step, and I'm going to counter you on that using the same argument people like such as the RIAA do. Okay, there is physical privacy from one's own shit from seeing someone in person. And then there is intellectual privacy.
Yes.
So what you're trying to do, though, is you're trying to not – her physical privacy, no. That's obviously not a concern for her. Never mind the fact, you know, she's probably blocked out her own face. We will never recognize her without corn and shit. But
– hold up and hear corn to her face. Hey, you're
– right.
Anyhow.
But the point of the fact of the matter is you want to take this woman. You want to psychoanalyze her. You want to violate her intellectual privacy.
Intellectual privacy?
In her own mind.
Her
All in the cause of keeping her safe from herself.
You know what? In some respects, yes. I wouldn't call it intellectual privacy because as far as I'm concerned, yeah, it is still privacy. It's just personal privacy. It's personal preference. I understand that. But there still has to be something that causes a person to do that to oneself. And the understanding is trying to figure out what that is so you at least don't have it reoccurring with anybody else. I'd still also be curious who wants to see that stuff anyway.
True, true.
You know, and I understand that it's a little bit of privacy. Hey, I got to see it in my own home. I wasn't soliciting it to other people.
Right.
No, but she was. And someone was using her to solicit it to others.
What if, let me ask you a question right there. Tubgirl.com, by the way, for those listening and want to know exactly what we're talking about. Let me ask you something. What if you go to Tubgirl.com and it redirects you to like a government website that says you are not authorized to see this page?
That I can't handle.
Why can't you handle that?
I can't handle that just based on the fact that they shouldn't tell me what I can and cannot see.
Okay.
Now, I understand your counter.
So it's wrong. It's wrong for Big Brother to tell you what you can and cannot see. But it's okay for Tub Girl to be told by Big Brother what she can and cannot do based on the fact that there may be some sort of psychological problem there.
Assumed psychological problem, yes. And I wouldn't say it's even Big Brother. I wouldn't say it's major. Well, it is kind of reprogramming, and I'll give you that. But I feel that As a human being, I'm sorry that, you know, as a biological organism, what you're doing is very counterintuitive to what you're supposed to be doing. You know,
let me ask you a question. I'm gonna be dead straight right now.
Okay.
And I'll probably offend you.
Fine.
Honest question.
Honest question.
Have you and your wife ever had anal sex?
No, we have not.
You've never had anal sex?
No, we have not.
Why not?
She doesn't want to.
She doesn't want to.
Pure and simple.
If she wanted to, would you do that?
I'd try.
You'd try.
I'd try.
You would try, honestly.
Yes.
Okay.
Honestly, we would try.
And you don't think that that's deviant behavior because it's damaging to her rectum and her colon?
I wouldn't go as far as calling it deviant. I would not go as far as calling it
but
deviant.
But it's not natural.
It's not natural. That's why, if you have traditional,
if you have traditional vaginal intercourse with your wife right there, okay, the vagina is meant to stretch and accommodate.
Correct.
Okay, whatever the fuck you want to insert into it.
And sometimes it's a lot of shit.
Right. But point is, it's designed for that right there.
Right.
Okay. It's designed for that. The muscles can stretch and they can contract.
Correct.
And it's designed to do that and for that. But the anus is not. It's not meant to do that right there.
At least not to those extremes.
But even though the fact of the matter is you would be willing to try it right there, you don't think that perhaps there's something wrong with you that maybe you need to fucking be analyzed at the same time.
No, because I can give up. I can sit there and separate. Okay, yeah. And I'll even say your words, the deviant behavior of anal sex.
Okay.
I could sit there and go, oh, they don't want to? Okay. I don't have to say, okay, well, let's do it, film it, put it on the interweb. We'll get trenchesanalsexfun.com and go that far out, okay?
So you're saying if Tub Girl was doing this on her own and nobody saw it, it'd be better. It would be more acceptable.
It would be slightly more acceptable because it wouldn't be out there. There's something wrong that a person does this. Yes, there's something wrong that a person does this. You've walked me into a corner and I can't get out. But yes, there is. It is wrong that, you know, someone's doing this to themselves.
Okay, I just want to
prove health wise.
I just want to prove that, you know what, ostrich syndrome.
It is. Oh, of course it's ostrich syndrome. Out of sight, out of mind. Come on, there's a reason that saying exists. You know, but it's also now known that if this is going on, what's wrong? What is going on that person You know what? And I think just out of their, and maybe it is only out of my best interests.
Okay.
That they need to be checked out to say, hey, if you're doing this to yourself, what are you doing to others? You know, why are you doing this to self? What is causing this? Is someone causing this to you?
Understandable. And agreed, too, because there are certain types of things right there which are like, which are wrong. And I will totally agree with that. And as an example right there, I think just as there are things such as deviant types of sexual behaviors, as I think sometimes as well as a good counterpoint, which is, in my honest opinion right there, I think just as you can do things which are sexually deviant and wrong, I think in many cases, I think that abstinence, which they push on kids in school, is just as wrong. I think abstinence is deviant and against going against one's own nature.
Maybe going the course of going against the course of nature, but you also have to understand that the human body is not fully mature and ready mentally and physically to bear children at a childhood age.
Understandable.
So you want to preach abstinence at that age. You're not doing it to stop them from having sex as adults. You're doing it so that way they could live a full, productive, and healthy childhood.
Okay, now we're getting divided right there. I can understand that when it comes to adolescent teenage intercourse right there, there is something definitely wrong with that. However, I think that
really wrong. It's kind of fun, but anyhow.
Ba-dum-bum. If only I had my soundboard up for that one.
But go on. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, no, that's what you're saying. But what I'm saying right there at the same time as a kind of a counterpoint is right there, yeah, the deviant thing goes, it can go two ways. It can go by doing shit, you know, off the wall shit like that, yes. At the same time, though, in all honesty, I think it really reflects back to my yin and yang-esque type winners and losers syndrome. I think, you know what, man? I think you should be happy that Tub Girl exists.
Why should I be happy that it exists?
You know somebody is that fucked up right there, you can feel better about yourself to know you're normal.
Ah, so it's like one of your whole ego things.
Right.
Exactly. To know that someone else is fucked up. Now, don't you think that's unacceptable? Obviously not.
Do I think that that's unacceptable right there?
Wouldn't that be unacceptable? That's hubris. That's pride. But you know what? We won't get into that part of the argument.
No, it's getting religious. But I had to throw you a bone after getting you in that corner.
Hey, you know what? And that's fine. You talk me in the corner. You know, my moral beliefs are mine and mine alone.
By the way. No, I understand.
And I want to say that first. Let me just say that.
This is a rare archive show, too.
Yeah, really. My moral beliefs and my beliefs and stuff like that, yeah, they're mine and mine alone. If you don't believe that, that's fine, because that's what makes this great.
Sure.
That's what makes, you know, and I'm going to say it's going to sound hokey-ass patriotic, but that's what makes this country great. I could still have that opinion. You can have yours. You, by telling me I'm wrong, is also another form of censorship, because you're telling me, and you're telling me that my point of view is wrong.
Correct.
Just the same way that I'm telling you your point of view is wrong.
Correct.
The only thing I think what's happening here right now, and especially post-Super Bowl, in a post-Super Bowl world, I almost said post-9/11. Almost
God,
same thing.
Post-Super Bowl
post-Super
world.
Bowl world.
Dude, we've just coined a new phrase.
Yes, we
dude.
Have.
You heard it first.
You heard it here.
Spankwagon.vftp.net. We are trendsetters once again.
In a post-Super Bowl world, people just haven't figured out, oh shit, we were doing that whole bygone thing. Oh,
yeah.
Yuck, we better get back to that. But anyhow.
That's very interesting.
Hey, everybody, just to let you know, you are listening to, as Claude said, spankwagon.vftp.net. I'm your host, Trencher. He's Claude Balls. If you want to join us, we have a chat room up and running. It's irc.slashnet.org. The room itself is obviously Spankwagon.
Pound Spankwagon.
Want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. We will get to our mad props, our dead celebrities. We will get
to the
regular shit, as always, every night. Every night. Every Friday night. Other than that, God damn it.
Yeah, well, I think we've been off to a good start already, myself.
I agree.
I really do.
Ikari, thank you for the suggestion for the topic. If you guys want to hear us talk about something or discuss or hear our points of view, you know, and us blather on and exercising our First Writing Amendment, or First Amendment rights.
First Writing Amendment. We the peoples declare that you cannot take away what we want.
Heck. Join us in our chat room. Also, we have our message boards. We have our emails. Jesus Christ, people. We're some of the most in contact people. I mean, Christ, we've got cell phones. Okay, we're cool like that, you know? Now,
bing, bling.
There you go. Cruising on the internet, spank wagon. Bling, bling.
We should come up with some sort of rap star
song. Oh, Jesus Christ. CB4. Anyhow. Moving along, looking at the time, and are we ready for a small break already?
Yeah, let's go. Let's take a break.
All right. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Oh, by the way, Real quick before we go to break, let me announce this right now. If you are going to our site, spankwagon.vftp.net, check out the forums under the Spankwagon forum. We are gearing up for another Bad Food. Yes, Bad Food 2004.
Bad Food is back.
Viewer's choice.
Right.
The rules and everything are posted there. I'll cover them here in a little while. We're going to go ahead and cut to a break. You're listening to
spankwagon.vftp.net radio show.
Nice save.
Fuck, I fucked it up.
You always fuck it up. But
not
hey,
always. Hey, you did.
You
first.
Always fuck it up.
Your leash.
Back to the future, back for love.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you are back listening live to Spank Wagon Radio because we're cooler than New Kids on the Block.
Which apparently is a Reverend Hammer favorite.
Reverend Hammer's like, Okay.
It's very difficult for me to take because all I can now picture
now the fact that I just did that and the hand movements?
No, because I'm now picturing Reverend Hammer do the New Kids dance based upon the photos I've seen on VFTP.net.
Oh, that's wrong. That is wrong. What do you think of it? You should know. Have you ever seen Reverend Hammer do the New Kids stuff?
Yeah, it's frightening.
What, he does the New Kids dance?
It's frightening.
All right, you got to really move the mic up to your mouth.
Really? Do I got to swallow it?
No.
Deep throat?
You don't have to. This isn't like a D104 mic. It's okay. Just a shitty Radio Shack mic.
Good.
Okay.
Hey, man, that's the best fucking Radio Shack can supply.
Absolutely, it's the best, but it's still a Radio Shack mic. think of this as if it's a realistic desk mic, you know, the ones with the lock bar.
Right.
Realistic.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio.
Makes me wonder.
Huh?
In all, be all, grudge all. Radio Shack equipment, Archer versus Tendy. I'm sorry.
Realistic. Realistic versus Archer. Yeah, well, the Archer was the TV stuff. Tandy was the computer stuff. Realistic was the audio componentry stuff. So, hey, this is I like this. I love this beat. I love this groove.
Under pressure.
I'm sorry, you guys. We like this shit.
Great song, man. The intro is fucking killer. I love that.
Yeah.
Like that. Like
what is this? I know what this is. Up there. So you can. See what you're sitting over there hogging the fucking monitor. Fuck you.
When you were in Italy, I basically had your car and just cruised around with it loaded up.
Oh, this is one of my CDs.
Yes.
Oh, that's why it sounds familiar.
That's why I borrowed it.
Prodigy.
Yeah, so anyhow.
I just really like that song. I like that intro. That's like great, that bass line. It's just good stuff. All right.
Yeah, so anyhow, before we got the segue.
Before we got sidetracked there with the music and Reverend Hammer's
Yeah, I was going to talk about what happened to me.
What happened to us last week, actually.
Binion's reopened. Binion's Horseshoe Casino.
Which hotel. Most of you guys know that, you know, Claude and I frequented before they closed down in January of the year, of the new year here.
Yeah, but now they've reopened it. And, well.
You know what?
It
looks great up front. But if I were to give it 0 to 10 based upon what we usually do at Binion's, 3.
Yeah. The menus have completely changed. They don't no longer have any of the cooks in the back. They said one might be original. He obviously wasn't on our shift. The service was fucking horrible. Food wasn't bad.
Food wasn't bad, though.
Save for the fact that they rape steak with garlic now.
Yeah, they really rubbed that steak down. I could smell that a mile and a half away. What did you have? You had surf and turf.
I had surf and turf. What did you have?
Prime rib.
You had prime rib. Was prime rib?
Prime rib was actually pretty good. It was very well done. It was juicy.
Wasn't too bad. I had surf and turf. I had steak.
Steak?
I want to say New York strip with lobster tail.
Jesus Christ. What is with you guys and what is about lobster and like you for crab? Why do you guys eat this shit?
It's
crab
good.
Is just delicious, man.
Mike,
I'm swallowing the mic.
Yeah, you don't hold it up here. Just hold it down here and hold the.
Okay, whatever.
You are MC Mixmaster DJ-esque.
Word.
Right. Can you hear me now?
Good.
Sorry.
No, man. Fucking lobster's great. And you hear about that, man? They're having sashimi lobster in New York, man.
Wow.
Some place. Dude, it's sashimi. Jeez, yeah. It's raw. But it's alive. They take a live lobster.
The fucking thing tries to eat you as you're eating it.
No way, man. They tie it down. They do all like Gulliver travels and shit, man.
Wait. It's a Lilliputian lobster.
It's a what?
Lilliputian lobster.
Putian.
Lilliputian. Lilliputians were the little guys in Gulliver's Travel.
All right. Anyhow.
Well, lobsters can't feel nothing. You know, so.
Well, they would feel this. What they do is while the lobster is alive, they crack the shell open and rip open the inside and you eat the lobster alive. You cut off what you want. As this thing dies on the plate.
What the fuck? Okay, how far are we away from, Hannibal Lecter in the brains, huh?
Lobsters excrete some kind of a chemical that's toxic to humans.
That's what I've heard, but people like it. They say it's pretty good.
It's that thrill of eating that semi-dangerous food.
Yeah, sure. It's like sushi. Ugh.
Dude, sushi rules.
Sushi's good.
I got him hooked on sushi, man.
How can you say yum to crab legs and ugh to sushi?
Because crab legs are cooked.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Sushi's cooked, too.
You will find something, and Trencher will fully agree with me on this with sushi. Sushi is it's not so much an acquired taste. It's a taste you'll be in the mood for.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't.
And you're
right
only
now,
ready to eat it when you're in the mood for it.
Right. And it's one of those things.
It was his ice maker.
Ice maker, dude. But yeah, fucking sushi is great. Love sushi, man. But yeah, anyhow, had surf and turf. Now, the problem was, since I decided to go ahead, since they had drink specials, and have a chaser to my lobster.
What? Oh, yeah, that chaser.
Dollar Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Woohoo.
Woo.
That ain't right.
Okay.
$20 bill, $1 beer.
Yeah, that's about it, too. Let's wash down this nice lobster and steak. It was well done.
We'll ruin it, right?
Cheap beer. Was the beer warm or cold?
It was ice cold. He pulled it out of the freezer.
That's good.
There's a good reason why. Pabst Blue Ribbon goes through phases.
Oh, God. First, it's a caterpillar.
Okay. First, when you have Pabst Blue Ribbon, ice cold, it tastes like sweet Guinness.
Okay. Sweet Guinness.
So you're like, okay, not bad. Then it warms up, and that's when things just go
wrong. Go south.
No, they don't go south, man. They drill through to China, then come back up north around the other side. It begins to taste like liquid alcoholic Doritos.
See, that's one thing I never liked about beer. Beer to me always tastes like, how did I say it? Stale.
Stale
soggy potato chips.
Stale, and I said horse piss. And
yes.
We had
a drunk guy outside who's like, horse piss, stale rotten, or stale soggy potato chips. What'd Martha Stewart think about you say? No, what did he go? He goes, what would Martha Stewart say about that?
We were just at a total loss.
So I turn around and I go, easy. She'd say, fuck, I'm in jail. And I walked away. And he just kind of stopped.
Yeah, I'm glad Trent had to save, man. Because I was like, I just stopped. But yeah, Pabst Blue Ribbon, dude. And then when it gets warm, dude, the swill is fucking disgusting. It goes flat quick.
Yeah.
But it has just enough carbonation to upset your stomach. It induces vomiting. I had this bottle of Pabst, okay? Keep in mind, I look like a total shit kicker. I'm in my black duster with blue jeans.
Baseball cap.
Now you have my baseball cap.
I thought you had a baseball cap.
No, not that night.
Well, that's right. That was the day before we bought it.
Right. yes. I'm drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon, and I'm not bothering to take the toothpick out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I look like a shit kicker.
We're walking around all these
car show. The head
car show that's all like bling bling car show, cholo car show.
I'll be home Thursday, Airwolf.
Don't fuck with him that much. He's still trying to feed for a minute there. You know, too bad Nemo wasn't there to enjoy it. Ha ha. All right, moving on. You guys are figuring out who we have here.
That was fucking nasty.
You know, and I'm like, you're, you know, I got my stomach stuff with me. If you need one, just let me know. Sure enough. Do you got one of those tomorrow?
Right. Thanks. But I have some interesting news for you.
Oh, okay.
Here's a scenario. And I read this, sound like a fucking joke. Man walks into a bar. Orders a 12-ounce bottle of Corona Extra.
Okay.
Another man walks in, orders a 12-ounce Guinness Draft.
Okay.
The two men turn to each other, raise their glasses, and say, here's to your health.
Of course.
Okay, now the question, of course, is, whose dietary and health interests are better served by the 12-ounce beer?
Dietary? Yes. Off of beer.
Yes.
Why, it's that low-carb Miller High Life.
No, it's the Guinness.
I'll explain.
Okay. Check this out. No joke. Guinness, in fact, is lower in alcohol, calories, and carbohydrates. Carbohydrates.
Thank
I'm
you.
Fine. Yes.
Carbohydrates.
Yeah. I can't make up my own words when there's already one there. Okay. Guinness is lower than alcohol, calories, and carbs than Sam Adams, Budweiser, Heineken, and almost every other major brand beer not classified as light or low carb.
Really?
No shit.
Yikes.
Has fewer calories than carbs than low-fat milk and orange juice.
No way.
Yes way.
Well, that's interesting.
Could this be the same Irish stout that looks like a still life root beer float and tastes about as filling as a quarter pounder with cheese? Yes.
Yes, that's mud. Frosted mud.
Yes.
Speaking of the mic, don't be shy. Speaking of the mic.
Yeah.
Syrup.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
going to have pancakes and Guinness.
Yuck. No, but they're saying right here, Guinness is 4.2% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
And Bud and Heineken check in at 5. They're saying it's really interesting right here because what happens as well is it's got a lot of fucking nutrients in it as well. What's great about this is Guinness is loaded with flavonoids, antioxidants that give the dark color. What the fuck are you doing?
Back off the mic.
All right. We could just ask.
Yeah, him who can't swallow the mic or get the mic enough. You're...
I know.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, let's see. Guinness is loaded with flavonoids, antioxidants that cause...
Flavonoids?
Flavonoids. The antioxidants that give the dark color to certain fruits and vegetables, hence why Guinness can't permeate light. These antioxidants are better than vitamin C and E at keeping LDL cholesterol levels from clogging arteries.
Interesting.
Which also contribute to erectile dysfunction, as does overindulgence in alcohol. But because Guinness has such a low alcohol volume in comparison, you can get the boner but not the drunkenness.
Nice. Interesting.
Yeah.
See, the whole thing about Guinness, though, I mean, yeah, of course it's going to have lower alcohol consumption because you can only, you know, cut through so much Guinness before the knife gets dull.
And it gets even further into this, the study found.
Okay.
It's milk's line, but beer gives you strong bones as well.
And this is very fucking interesting right here.
Where did you get this from?
Is this
for beer.com?
No, dude. This came off Courier Press. I have no idea where it's at.
Okay.
And yeah. He has probably like one of those moveon.org things, right?
Exactly.
For beer.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. They recently participated in a study show beer, either light or dark, protects bone mineral density because of its high levels of silicon, which allow the deposit of calcium and minerals into bone tissue and allow it to build up.
So it allows it to build up by building up a slide layer, basically.
Right. Now, they're saying the pregnant women thing and things.
The pregnant
like
end?
Pregnant women, the blood donors and stuff like that drinking Guinness. That's
right.
Probably just wives' tale at this point right there. But they're saying regular consumption of Guinness and red wine prevents heart attacks and clogged arteries and possibly heart disease.
Interesting. That's very interesting because of the fact that, you know, I guess I wouldn't be able to buy, I mean, you know, that, oh, drink beer and you can be healthier because, I mean, most people don't understand the whole trick about it is moderation.
Moderation is very important, just like red wine.
Well, yeah, if you do a moderation of red wine or whatever like that, you're fine.
Wine. I'm a wino. I love wine.
That is true. You are. You are a wino. I will admit that.
I love wine.
Because like, we gave you that Italian wine. You're like, glug, 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 glug.
That shit was fucking great.
Of course. It was homemade. Of course, that meant it had lumps in it, according to your definition of homemade.
No, I just called it black market.
That's black market wine.
Black market wine.
Anyhow, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
For the two of you out there that actually know who our guest is tonight, we had someone literally drive into town this morning. Everybody out there in Spankland, say hello to sometime in the chat room listener. Whoops.
It's 9 volt, or yeah. AKA the traveler on the
message traveler
board.
On the message boards, AKA 9 volt, AKA Deadvolt, AKA
Asswipe.
That fucking motherfucking son of a bitch.
Or just, you know, the casual bird works too, you know.
Yeah.
God, you know, just go ahead and fucking traffic. Dig deeper.
No, you.
The guy who once stole the apple from my lunch in third grade on January 17th when I was hungry and needed it most.
Because I didn't have Guinness and Mountain Dew for breakfast.
Also known as the guy who left the door open one night that caused my heater to run all night and caused an additional $5 in the heating bill. God, just dig deeper.
And he's a fucking trucker.
Yeah. Yeehaw!
Toast coast in 3 days.
So I have a question. Yeah. I have a question.
What?
Do you like when you're a trucker, of course.
Yes.
Obviously, we just established that.
Okay. Obviously, from the looks of you don't do meth, so that's good. I feel safer on the highways.
Well, you know. I still got all my teeth. All but one.
Yeah, but you got it replaced as quick as you could.
Yes, that looks very
you
good.
You didn't sit there and go, well, that's just less teeth to brush.
Well, you know, it was long enough that I started thinking about moving to Arkansas, you know, just so I could fit in again.
The one tooth. I want a friend. I need to move somewhere stupid. Where was that town you called? Stupid
Dumas.
Dumas, and there was Dumas,
Arkansas, or Stuberville, Ohio.
Stuberville.
Ooh, Ohio.
Virtual one's friend. Brian lives in, or
used to live
in Stuberville.
Oh, you know, we went to Ohio for that layover. Like, was it?
Well, Cincinnati. It was just as bad.
Cincinnati. Dude, we didn't
the
even.
First
we
name,
never
Fucktard.
Wow.
I love you too.
Yeah, I can't stand Ohio, but damn, that's very nice of Reverend.
That's a little bit of. Tell us what you really feel. Just tell us in the chat room.
Yeah. Spill your guts, Rav.
All right.
I got a mic. You don't. Nana.
I live in Dumas. I love the dumbass brigade.
Dumas.
Yeah. Oh, there goes the high school dumbass football team. That's Dumas.
So I have a question, though. Since you're a trucker.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do math.
He does not do math. Do you take the time to look down the ladies' dresses and see?
I am a professional seatbelt inspector, yes.
Right on. What's the funniest thing? What's the craziest thing you've seen while inspecting seatbelts?
Yeah.
Nothing on. There's been multiple occasions where women are just driving down the road with nothing on.
Really?
Or
wow.
They'll have their skirts all the way up, no underwear on. Oh, that's true.
Let me ask you a question then. And this is going to be an odd question, but do you see more men or women driving like this?
I see more women. I have seen one guy. He decided to pull up next to me and just start spanking his monkey. And as a habit, you know, truck drivers just look. You know, and he knew that. He knew what he was doing. This was over in Philadelphia.
He knew what he was doing. Oh, my God. What the hell?
Yeah. Fortunately, there was nobody around but him and a wall. He got to meet the wall very friendly-like. took a quick swerve towards his direction.
That means he's driving on one hand, you know, and all of a sudden, ah!
Yeah, so.
Explain that.
Well,
nice Chevy pickup, but oh well.
Really?
Well, sir, you see, I had my hand on my wang, and you see, I was adjusting myself with my pants around my ankles to be comfortable. And well, you see, this trucker, well, I think he got excited because he lost control, yeah. And,
well, you know, he's got my fingerprints because I did throw a 44-ounce cup full of soda into his passenger seat.
God damn, does this just get worse? What, man?
It was definitely an interesting day.
It was very interesting. You know, and after that, I turned around and went back and let's just say they won't find the body. God damn.
here's a good question. Sort of a skier goes, did you lay the horn to the monkey spanker? Here's the question. Did you blow your horn to the monkey spanker?
No, I didn't blow the horn.
Did you scare the show?
Blow the horn.
That's funny. I'm reading BMC's response. What are those smears on the windshield? All I can think of right now. Yes. All I can think of is Clerks.
Man, spackle.
All I can think of is Clerks, man. Hey, you know, come Streaks.
Man, spackle on the inside of the windshield. How'd this get here?
Reverend might know the reference. Barbecue sauce.
I think I have an idea because I think I know that fight pattern very well.
That story, yes.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that story. Anywho, so for those of you who are curious, I think Airwolf was a little worried. He's like, I know that voice.
So how hard is it to take photos for the wagon?
Take
some good photos for
take
us.
Take some good photos of all these occurrences and strange shit you see.
If you can.
Throw it up on the wagon.
I can do that. I can email them to you guys or something like that. I'm getting a laptop to put in the truck anyways with Wi-Fi practically everywhere anymore.
Right on.
War driving across the United States. Woohoo!
There you go.
Wow.
So, very cool. Now, moving on. Welcome to the really show, great. By the way.
Thank
of
you.
Course, yes.
Thank you.
And first time to Vegas?
Hell no.
He's been here a few times.
It seems to be on Easter and when it rains.
Anytime it rains or anytime on a holiday.
That's right. Tell us about this little story you had about it was raining and there's some guy in a convertible?
Yes.
I come to visit these guys one time. They lived over off a Decatur.
Decatur. He's
Decatur.
Just
Decatur.
These guys don't know how to pronounce
it. Only in America.
But anyways, I got off the Sahara exit here in Vegas and hung a left turn. Well, this guy decided he's going to hang a left turn too, but he's going to cut on the inside of me. This is a one-lane turning lane at the time because it was construction.
Down near, I think, Rancho and all that.
Yeah.
Went up underneath the 15, come up over the top of the hill, and there's just tons of standing water. This guy's sitting up there. Of course, he pissed me off because I had to avoid hitting him and damn near took out some barrels.
Orange barrels.
He's sitting up at the next red light, just sitting there waiting. The right lane's open, clear. Tons of standing water. Probably 3 or 4 inches of standing water. Well, it's not standing. It's flowing down the road because they don't have drainage ditches out here.
Oh, yeah, we have draining ditches. They're called Sahara, Decatur, Flamingo, Jones.
Anyhow,
yeah, we have draining ditches. We call them freeways.
I'm not slowing down for that red light because I can see that the cross traffic is turning yellow. So I'm speeding up. I'm shifting gears. I'm getting as fast as I can go. That light turns green just as I hit that crosswalk area. Just loaded this guy's car full of water.
Nice.
Yeah.
So he had the top down and everything.
Yes, top was down because it wasn't raining anymore. It was just runoff.
Nice.
But it was pure victory for a truck driver.
By the way, Reverend Hammer says this in the chat room. Nigel, you're from the same place where people pronounce wash as warsh.
Warsh.
Well,
and it's true.
Washburn.
Well, Washburn, and Claude's caught me on this one too because when we were in Virginia. And this is an old story, and everybody's heard it like three times already. This is the fourth, but you know, I'd look at a sign, and go, "Okay, we need to drive over to Deep Creek or Deep Creek," and I'd say "Creek" instead of "Creek," and he goes, "So if that's a creek, then shouldn't that sign read Drip Creek or something like that?
Dip Creek,
Dip Creek." Oh well. It was funnier the first
time. What's the difference between a creek, a brook, and a river?
Definitely between a different. There's a huge difference between a brook and a creek, a brook, and a river. The river's a lot larger. Creeks usually tend to run dry. So do brooks. Brooks are temporary. Only when rain. It's like what we have here. We don't.
They're
have rivers.
Dry washes here.
Yeah, they're dry washes.
They're not small.
Yeah, and when they fill up fast and they drain fast. It's like it's like back home in Waterloo, and I know this doesn't – most of you are going, oh, where is this fucking shit? No, they have this place called Liberty Park, and Liberty Park is like one of these water runoff areas. And it will be like filling up Liberty Park in a matter of minutes when anywhere it rains in the valley, all of a sudden you'll see the wash just raise right up to the bottom of the road.
Yeah.
Sometimes in most places so poorly engineered that the road itself will flood over.
Yes. And that happens quite often here in Las Vegas. Going down Spring Mountain is a very fun chore up here. I'm on the hill and it floods up here.
Yeah, you're on the upper
hill. On the fucking road going down the hill.
Yep. So, and one thing that I will say that after last week, I know last week everybody was listening to us bitch about the rain and
that's because we were going to NHRA for track.
Yeah, and it did rain Saturday for about until 11:30. The minute we bought, and he has an official Spankwagon name, and he's going to be an official Spankwagon mascot.
Please welcome Lucky Poncho.
Well, I don't have Lucky Poncho here, but right, I'm safely at home. But Lucky Poncho, the minute I buy a poncho to keep
you know,
dry,
we're on the radio. You could have fucking lied and crinkled some paper.
I could have crinkled paper, but you know, I'm honest like that. The minute I bought the damn poncho, it was, how do you want to say?
Cleared up?
Cleared right up. Dried, sun started coming out. I'm like, what? So, yeah, I couldn't help but just be upset. So Lucky Poncho kept the rain away. I was very giddy about that.
Never mind the fact that I bought a hat. Could have been Lucky Hat.
No, I was Lucky Poncho. You just bought a hat because your hair was a mess.
Yes, it was.
So why isn't he wearing it?
I'm not a hat wearer.
He's not a hair wearer.
I actually don't wear hats for one reason right here.
Baldness?
I'm not bald.
Doesn't want to go bald.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right. And the problem is, even if I wear the hat right here, I look like I'm insecure and thus I am going bald and wearing a hat to cover it up. And I'm not.
A.K.A.
You
Fred
see
Durst.
Pappy Coon. The poor kid looked like he's had a receding hairline since he was like 5, but it's
God,
not.
You should see Whitey.
I've
yeah,
seen
Whitey,
the
Whitey, though,
message boards.
Yeah, Whitey, though, that has that offset hair problem.
Or yeah, looks yeah, like, he doesn't have a receding hairline. He has an eroding one.
Yeah, he has an eroding hairline, but it's funny. Anyhow, so, yeah, water parks. Water parks are fun. Oops, sorry, mm-hmm. bumped my Valium button there.
Airwolf has a whole round of Thunder Kings.
What are Thunder Kings?
Loud, explosive fireworks.
Nice.
I've never heard of those.
You know when they launch the firework, you don't see nothing. All you hear is a boom.
Picture
25 rounds of that going off.
We'll have to head up to Moapa.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
Cha-ching.
This is my wife. Sits with a full house.
Yeah.
Anyhow. We're all being quiet, waiting for something to catch up on the message board. The
actually, reading
IRC.
The chat room, yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch that IRC because it goes, a little bit of sarcasm.
But
all
yeah,
right.
Some
yeah,
very
he's
interesting
he's displaying
stuff.
Fireworks in his room, but yet he won't launch them.
You know, I have
he
a
bought them for a purpose.
What happens if his house catches a fire? All of a sudden, you just start hearing these massive booms out of
God,
the house.
God, I have a brick of fireworks
in
here, too.
Apartment's going to run back out of the house thinking it's a meth lab.
Yeah.
The green smoke comes out of a window. Blue comes out of another. EPA, EDA, drug, whatever.
Yeah.
All runs in.
Must
make
be some
sure
kind of
run out
new ingredient.
Grab my server.
This is a magic ingredient, kids. We make your meth like Smurfs, man. It's going to be like meth and ecstasy all together. So you'll be all strung out but happy.
Strung out but happy.
What is your dog doing?
He's
pumping my leg. And it's getting very, very irritating.
The dog don't hump the leg, man. He's just rubbing you for attention.
He wants the petting. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready to switch some gears here, folks?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay.
Which one?
All right, hold on. We gotta.
You got to.
And so, unfortunately, Spankwagon does not come with synchros, so let's prepare to double clutch. Yes.
Float them.
Wanted to let everybody know, everybody here at Spankwagon, we run everything entirely on Macintosh, and that's going to present slightly a problem right now because I guess finally it would have to happen.
What?
There is a Trojan horse exploit for Macintosh. Someone actually wrote it, but the irony is it is not written for OS X. It is a throwback application that's carbonized from 9. What it will do, and it will appear as an MP3, so please start being careful when you're downloading your MP3s. Yes, Mac people, start updating that virus shit, because you know what? I even said it was only a matter of time.
Or you can go to Mac.com, where you can get a subscription and get a free virus scanner with your subscription.
Update your virus, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever.
Right. Well, Basically, what's going on here with the Mac thing is it is an exploitable file that acts like a MP3. It will even play some sort of song. However, in the background, a secondary application will run, install itself on several parts of your hard drive. It will act. Basically, what it will do is right now it's benign.
It's benign.
Totally, completely benign.
For now.
But if it's available, that means an exploit is being written for it, obviously. Which means that we need to start being careful when you're opening up your files, because as far as I'm concerned, it can now...
Do we have a file name at least?
We had a file name.
We had,
but it didn't print the page I thought it printed.
What is its purpose? What does it do?
Right now it's a Trojan horse to smuggle in other applications.
Okay.
That's so, it. It's just a delivery app.
Yeah. It's just a delivery app at this point. Be careful. So, I mean, if you're... I know 9Volt, you run... you have a lot of MP3s, and Claude and I have lots for all the show.
400 gigs plus of MP3s.
Yeah. Be careful what you get in. You may want to start considering virus scanning, and I hate saying it. It only took time.
Yeah.
That reminds me. I sent you the Paris Hilton video.
Is that you that sent that?
Yeah, did you get that?
Yes. Actually, I had a friend of mine that lives there in Waterloo, Dave, as he goes by on my server, is wanting to know what format that's in, because he can't view it with Windows Media Player.
No shit.
Is it an MOV or is it a ASF?
No, it's a, I want to say it's an, it's either an ASF or an, I want to say it's actually an AVI.
Okay.
You know what? I uploaded a codec for that as well, or at least I should have to accompany it.
Well, he's a computer dummy and has, he's a Windows user.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah.
There is a codec that goes along with that. I don't know where the hell it is. I have it on here somewhere, but I'm actually having to use VLC to view it.
And VLC is actually a pretty decent viewer to a point.
Yeah. No.
It's buggier than fucking shit.
Yeah, and
though.
I can tell you right there, the problem with viewing it on Macintosh is I had to use VLC. It's the only thing I hadn't could find in time right there. Somebody knows a better app, please let me know. The problem was the audio was... It has a hard time synchronizing audio with a video track.
Yes.
So the audio track runs, but the video, it takes too much time to process, so it runs too damn slow.
Have you ever
and
tried
will stop and catch up.
Yep.
No, I've not.
That's one that I use quite frequently.
What is that again?
M player. It's
M. The letter M in player.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Good spelling job, man.
Yeah.
Spell potato.
I can set you up with it if you want.
Cool. I'll have to find that, man.
Okay. We'll look for it after the show.
Cool. So, and I think BMC said he was going to look after that file name, because right now the file name I have, it says virus.mp3, but that is actually not a virus. It's something. It's like a double name. I'm sorry, I don't have it, but just wanted to kind of give everybody a heads up on this. It's actually a PowerPC code fragment. It was one of the few of the Mac PowerPC viruses that was kind of retweaked so that it worked very beautifully on Classic or on OS X. So be a little more careful.
By the way,
don't use Classic. I mean, what if it's everything?
A lot
use
of things. Well, Carbon. Carbon means it's Classic it. That'll run on X.
Right, and it'll load up.
It'll load up just fine, and it will not load Classic. It will not launch Classic, but it will run just fine on OS X.
Yeah, here we go.
Because it's Carbon.
Here is the file. This is locally on here. It's an AVI file. This is a large file, so be very careful. This is 291.8 megs. So if you're going to go get that shit right there, going anywhere for a while, Airwolf?
It'd take him like a whole minute. All he has to do is walk to the next room.
Yeah, walk to the next room. yeah. All right. By the way, if anybody wants more information, I think Mac News Network or MacNN.com
it's very interesting.
Should have the information on the virus.
I do know something else. I don't know if it's related or not, but it just happened... there yesterday, the day before, there is a sudden security update available for OS X that just came
not
out.
Related.
Not related.
Not related. Okay. By the way, Skier found it. It is called mp3virus.gen. So that appears to be what it does. It exploits a weakness in Mac OS X where applications can appear to be other types of files. That's it. So thank you very much there, Skier. Thank you very much for posting it up into the IRC, by the way.
Somebody want to email that info to me?
Well, it's out there.
Yeah, okay.
It's out there.
Damn.
I just got to get the virus deal for when I get home.
You know what? Maybe I didn't copy that codec. I could have swear I did.
Possible. Oh,
by the way, there's another heads up right there for Airwolf on that file right there for Paris Hilton. That's not one video. That's both.
That's everything.
That's both videos.
That's both.
That's both. That's the spooky, creepy, ugly-ass Daystar scanner, whatever thing.
Right, with the night vision, and it's the color one, too.
Yep. Yeah. All right. We're going to go ahead and cut to a quick break.
Okay.
We're going to cut to a quick, like, three-minute break here. Actually, did we just cut to a break? Did we just get back from a break?
No, about a half hour ago.
Half hour ago, has it been?
No, it was a half hour ago.
Okay.
We'll just take a quick one if we're not sure. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only available at spankwagon.vftp.net. Download it now. Your copy. You need it. You want it. You have to have it.
Otherwise, the ultimate in internet radio entertainment.
There shall be none more ever.
Again, you did it again. All right, folks. We'll be back.
All I'm saying is
none more ever.
End of the world when everybody becomes a judge.
Everyone's going to die.
We'll be the only one left.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
We're the coolest people in the world.
And you are not, unless you stay with us. We can show you how to be.
We are the divine light. We will teach you how to fly, but not to land. All right. Goodbye. Hey, folks, it's time for Dead Celebrities of the Week. This week, we actually have two dead celebrities. I think one neither qualifies a real A-lister. Neither qualifies much as a B-lister, C-lister, D-lister, E-lister, F-lister, whatever. But what we have for dead celebrities here, first off, it's a turtle. But not just any ordinary turtle. No, this one was a dead celebrity submitted to us and recommended to us by Reverend Hammer.
Turtle.
From JSTFU.org.
Yeah, I read about that turtle.
Turtle, turtle. UK's oldest resident dies aged 160 years old. Yeah, he was basically an old-ass turtle. They literally had to secure and tie down extra planks of wood on top of him because his shell was so old, it was peeling off and cracking.
Jeez.
So they actually made him a wooden shell. He was also an alcoholic turtle. He drank a lot.
Once.
No, he drank a lot.
You sure? They said once he got wasted on like turpentine and something else.
And he only lived 160? Shit, I should drink some more turpentine. Fuck that Guinness shit. Let's go for the straight hard stuff. He was in several wars. He was actually a ship mascot. Did Battle of the Bulge. He also did the Crimean War, which was about 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Something actually being alive long enough to see all that. Too bad it wasn't like a person. That'd be an interesting conversation.
Bullshit. He'd be senile for the last, I don't know, 70, 80 years.
Yeah, probably. But the other dead. I'm sorry.
Poop my pants. Poop my pants.
Who are you? Nice. You come back here. Who am I? But the next dead celebrity here, if we can cover it. Mm-hmm. The inventor of the answering machine, Joseph Zimmerman, Wisconsin man.
Beep.
Wisconsin man recently died at the age of 92 is Joseph Zimmerman.
Beep.
He invented the answering machine in 1948, patented it a year later. The funeral service will be held Monday.
Beep.
The funeral service will be held Monday at St. Mary's Church in Elm Grove.
Beep.
The first answering machine was a box that lifted the telephone receiver from its cradle when it rang. The second box had a control panel with 78
beep.
RPM. Okay, the second...
Beep.
God, forget.
Beep.
Ah. The second one had a wire recording on top of the second box received a series of 30-second messages. Zimmerman was born in Milwaukee.
Beep.
He graduated from the Marquette Center the first year in 1930. Entered great electrical engineering. Passed the machine. Zimmerman owned several dozen other patents. Thank you.
Click.
God. All right, so that's our dead celebrities of
the week.
All right, and now it's time for... Thank you. And now it's time for everybody's favorite part of the show. This is the part where we point you out, but tonight we're going to do it a little differently. You see, because of people ranting and raving for Mad Stapler.
Yeah, apparently Mad Props isn't good enough. And apparently we have some other concern here. Take the foamy back off. I guess Spankwagon listeners are very conscientious, just like you. And, they're a little disturbed. What kind of an example are we setting for children?
I'm sorry?
Why do the props have to be mad?
Oh,
and that
Jesus.
Was a question that was
what?
Asked earlier.
Who?
Let me check here.
Who asked why
that.
Props have to be mad?
Why can't we have happy props?
Sure,
we don't care. It's possible they might be.
Listeners are good. We'll just corrupt them young. Yee!
Let's see. Tub girl.
Oh, Jesus.
Wastrel asked. Why are the props always mad? How about happy props? Happy props.
Sorry, I didn't have your mic on.
Happy props just sounds gay.
You know, happy props, I don't know.
Fuck my ass. What else?
I'm not sure about happy props. Neither are they. No, actually, tonight what we're going to give you is, quite honestly, awkward silence props. You see, we're going to even go extra length. Do you have free play ready?
Yes, actually.
Let's get the free play going.
Let me go ahead and everybody loves free play for some
everybody
god
loves
awful reason.
You know, and people love 4 City Blocks and all this, but tonight What we're going to do is we're going to give you awkward silence props. Pure and simple. That's all you're getting. No mad props. No happy props. No, no. Mad staples. No happy staples.
No. We're sorry, but yes, that's all we can do.
You're going to get awkward silence props.
Okay, are you ready? Let's go ahead.
Let's load up the free play. You got to turn. And here's how we're doing it. Awkward silence props. Let's first off give the awkward silent prop. And yes, for everybody out there who did put Spank in their name, we do appreciate it.
Very much.
Thank you so much.
That's why we're going to give you a double dose of awkward silence props.
So first off, let's give awkward silence props to Airwolf, who is Airwolf spanking it.
Airwolf! Okay.
Want to move on to a new listener to the room, and we appreciate all new listeners.
Of course.
We're just going to go based on the numbers here. It is BMC. You get awkward silence props.
BMC!
All right, BMC. Claude, you don't count. Sorry, you're here. We already do enough awkward silence during the day as it is. Another new listener to the room, someone I haven't seen before. Maybe I haven't. I just overlooked it. I apologize, but let's give the awkward silence props to
Fatal Error. Okay. Next up in our list of props here is Ikari Lapspank,
who gets an extra dose of awkward silence props.
Ikari Lapspank. Okay, moving on down the list. Next we have someone who's a friend of the show for quite a while here.
Quite a while.
It's going to be Reverend Hammer.
And he gets awkward sound spanks, but first let's just say JSTFU.org. Monday nights, I forget the time.
Well, we kind of cheated him. That wasn't totally awkward silence. No, it was awkward, but it wasn't fully silent.
Ready?
Let's redo it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, should be good enough.
Good enough.
Okay, next on the list is Skier.
Skier is known tonight as Skier as Spanky Spank.
Spanky Spank Skier.
Awkward silent props.
Okay, continuing on down our list of the famous people to get prop tonight.
Toad.
We have Toad.
Weighing it all over the place. I like that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't
it? Weighing it all over the place, Toad. You get
awkward silence prop. Okay, and finishing up the list, of course, not last but least. God, my fellow Americans, it was a very dyslexic moment today. God, all right, Wastrel, who is also known as Spank Innocent Bystander, who was previously known as Spank Victim,
who's probably noticed something.
Wastrel. Dude, you're so right on for that, man.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that was funny. Let's see what everybody in the chat room thought about that one. That was great.
At least they pronounced it right. Well, Steve, yes, we did. It wasn't that hard.
Okay.
So there was our mad awkward silence props.
Or awkward, mad awkward silence props? Was it just awkward silence?
I think it was just awkward. You're right. Yeah. Awkward silence props.
We don't want to be mad. We don't want to give the wrong impression to the youth of America.
No, we want to make sure that it is actually, appreciated. Props and their awkwardly silent appreciation.
Yes, Reverend. There was extra long silence for Wastrel.
Mostly because of our ignorance last week with his name.
Yes, and the fact of, we so got into that joke we forgot to turn the mics back on. Sorry.
All the mics. We had like a mic on, but it wasn't the main mic.
Yeah, but anyhow.
Moving on.
Even further.
Let's just down. Thank you.
Can I finally get rid of that free play shit?
Well, for now. We're going to need it later, I'm sure.
Oh, no, don't worry.
This week we're also going to introduce something something we've never done before in Spankwagon. What we're going to do is we're going to do a new, and do you have a different free play song? Let's put something different on here. Loop it. Because we're going to do Spankwagon Radio's 5. Not the top 5, not the bottom 5, just 5 things that
the
we want to
do. Spankwagon top 5.
No, just Spankwagon 5. Yeah. Just the Spankwagon 5.
That's very Maoistic, you know that, man?
I know. Well, it's communistic. It's sort of socialist.
Well, what I'm saying is, it's like, you have the Gang of Four, dude. We have the
Spankwagon 5.
It must be the top of 5.
You want it to be the top 5?
No, I don't want to be
I don't
top
want to call
five. I really don't want top 5 anything. I just want the 5.
The 5.
What the hell did I do with that? Oh, there you go.
You're losing shit left and right.
I know.
Ooh. That's heinous.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Today's Spankwagon 5. Let's try this again, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. Let's start from the top.
You ready?
Go. All right. We can clean that shit up in post.
We don't have a post. God. All right, ladies and gentlemen. The Spankwagon 5. This week's 5. The 5 worst intersections that I got stuck at today on the way over. Let's start off with the first intersection.
Number 5.
Boulder Highway and Lamb.
Number 4.
Thank you. Boulder Highway and Lamb.
Number 3.
Boulder Highway and Lamb.
Number two.
Paradise and Desert Inn.
And finally, the number 1 intersection that Soda!
The number 1 intersection out of the Spankwagon 5 that I got stuck at today.
Number 1. She almost said it too. 1.
Desert Inn and Paradise. That's the Spankwagon 5, the 5 intersections that I got stuck at today. And yes, I did get stuck at them that many times. All right, folks, let's kill that elevator music.
Da, da, da.
Okay, I'll kill your mic.
Kill my mic?
Not yours, his.
Oh, yeah.
There's begging and pleading. Kill his mic.
Kill my mic, please.
I've heard of super size.
The
but
fuck size of cola is that?
Bucket size.
It's a liter
that
of cola.
I'd like a bucket of Pepsi.
It's a liter of cola.
Does it have a handle?
No.
I've seen them.
Hey, wait. You're loving it. It's McDonald's.
Yeah.
I get a liter too. Cool.
The fuck was that noise?
Bless you.
That's not super Zoom size. That's, oh my fucking God, it's huge.
That's, you're drinking a kidney buster.
Actually, I was about to say a bladder buster.
Yeah. Kidney, bladder, it all works out the same. Hey,
Ooh, look at this. There's foreign languages on here. I guess McDonald's wants us to be more tolerant in learning of what people are saying when they protest
to
war.
They just want.
Se ca que me encanta. Let's see.
Se ca what?
Me encanta se ca que
Are you putting a Spanish accent on everything?
To amo mucho. Ich liebe es. Amo mucho todo eso me encanta.
What the fuck? Okay. Anyhow.
I'm trying to figure out why there's a picture of an Asian girl who is like soaked with water on the cup. I'm just like.
McDonald's, proud sponsor of Bukkake Poron.
Dude, no, if there's Bukkake, we wouldn't be able to see she had clothes on. She'd be wearing this white, sticky jumpsuit.
They're just getting started.
I'm just kind of curious. I mean, you know what, man? This doesn't really inspire me at all. I mean, it's not even...
What are you looking for to inspire?
Dude, man. The advertising campaign should inspire me to want to partake of their product, which are trying to push upon me. And McDonald's, this right here, some girl going, I'm loving it. She's wet in the rain. She's probably going to catch a cold. I don't want to love that. God. Who's that ad genius for this?
Pneumonia.
Well, fuck. Well, come on. Look, ad campaigns go wrong, okay? I can't.
Okay, subversivechicken.com. Yeah, subversivechicken.com. We found this fucker last night. It was on FARC yesterday. And we're playing around with it, and it is wrong. In more ways than you could ever realize.
Well, not necessarily more ways you can ever realize.
True.
It's not as though it was tub chicken.
Tub chicken.
Hey, start shitting out eggs, land in its own face.
It will lay eggs if you tell it to.
Well, it'll make the motions, but it won't lay an egg.
Yeah. You know what? It's the shit nightmares are made out of, that costume. Especially when you type something in, it comes up right to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this at?
Subversivechicken.com. I would Google it to get the proper spelling, folks.
Or just go to FARC.
Go to FARC. It's like yesterday's link. Mm-hmm. Wow, it was really fucked up. All right. Hey, a little bit of information here. Have you heard about the lawsuit about the tongue vibrators?
What?
Wow, no. I've never heard of
You have not
these.
Heard about this. Oh,
Why
this
haven't
is great.
I met a woman with one?
You know? Here's what it is. It's a pretty odd case. It actually deals with things... It's vibrators that attach to your tongues.
Wow.
What this is in this court, it's actually...
I assume they're waterproof.
Hold on. It's being handled in U.S. District... It's, you know, U.S. District Court, basically what it is. It's a patent infringement case involving tongue vibrators. The courtroom will see a titanic battle this fall to determine just who owns the patent for designing a small vibrator that attaches to the tongue, presumably to facilitate... facilitate the kind of activities that might still get you arrested in certain southern states. The case court is the Tiggler, T-I-G-G-L-E-R, versus Tongjoy. Passions are high. So high, in fact, that cops were called out after two of the attorneys scuffled during a March 26 deposition in San Francisco. Now, keep in mind the reason the cops were called out for this fight is because the depo took place at the same building where 8 law firm employees were massacred in 93.
God damn.
Yeah. Basically, what has happened here is that the two companies, the Tiggler company, which sells it, Tiggler, for $31 via lesbiansextoys.com and other websites. It's a brainchild of Eric Klein, a Silicon Valley software engineer and part-time inventor. It requires a pierced tongue. You attach it to your tongue. You know, you put it through your piercing.
So basically, it's like a bobcat attachment for your tongue.
Yes, exactly. And you go to town on your significant others. literally. The other model is...
I'm just thinking of something. Sorry.
Okay. The other model is called Tongue Joys, built by JJK Industries of Austin. Now, this is in developing Tongue Joys, $50 or $49 at tonguejoy.com, which attaches to the tongue via elastic loops.
Ooh.
One website testimonial from here is it's the ultimate romantic gesture.
In all this time, I've been opening doors.
Yeah, really. basically, though, that they're going after who invented this first, who developed it first, who gets all the money, who owns the idea of putting a cell phone vibrator into a tongue ring.
Hmm.
I think it'd be fun. Anyhow,
You know what I'm curious right there?
Hold on. The jury will hear the case in September, which has now also been declared, jokingly, National Double Entendre Month.
Well, I'm curious something about right there. How do we know these are the same product? I need a demonstration.
Anybody wants to give Claude a demonstration, make sure you're female and have credit check and information ready.
Of course. And you are disease-free with proof. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Send me your women. And their social security numbers.
All right. Hey, also talking about technology, we have something to worry about now. Something that we've been...
Now, as if we were carefree before.
Absolutely.
Wow, okay.
Something that really pisses me off, actually.
Brace yourself, folks.
If you want, we could take a break and then come back to my rant. Or,
You really want to take another break, dude?
It's been another half an hour.
Has it?
Yeah.
About, yeah.
All right, quick 2-3 minute break.
Quick 2-3 minute break. We're going to come back, a little bit of ranting, a little bit of raving.
You are listening to... Oh, sorry, go ahead. I cut you off. I'm
sorry. Go for it. Go for it.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
the ultimate in internet radio programming.
We'll be back. For real, legit, you feel it. I'm talking about the real deal. I'm gonna make you feel. Yo, DJ, spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. I'm gonna make you feel. Yo, DJ. Okay, and we're back. God, I didn't realize the mic was up that high.
Yeah, the mics were not ready yet. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
We're back, and Trencher would like to have his little corner here. I wish I had some Jack Handy-type music to play for you.
I don't think it's Jack Handy-worthy, but I think it's something that severely pisses me off. And
do it to it, little man.
Rajo. Anyhow, basically, what the fuck, you do a buttercup?
Don't fucking do that.
God, Jesus Christ. Sickos. All right. This is coming from you, but anyhow. Moving on.
Yeah, compost.
Fucking rank ass.
What we're starting to see here is something that really, really pisses me off, and I mean, and sincerely upsets me. We are now starting to see where the online music sales are changing their pricing structure, for such as for Apple iTunes, most albums were $9.99 to purchase, but now we're starting to see one particular album, which is starting to set this trend, is Fly or Die, a new rock album, rock hip-hop thing from a group called Nerd, whatever. They've been charging, on Apple iTunes, $16.99 for Fly or Die. Roxio's Napster service sells the song or the whole CD for $13.99. which is both higher than the $13.49 that Amazon.com charges for the CD itself. Not to mention, you can get it even probably about a buck cheaper at an actual brick-and-mortar store that might carry it, like Walmart, Target, Kmart-type store. What we're starting to see here is that the current pricing structure being used for internet album sales is already under pressure. They're already starting, and not the people who are selling the albums, mind you. It's the people who, you know, the record labels that set the prices. They're now starting to try to set the prices up higher. But it's catch-22 because now, and then this is from the article here, all five of the major music companies are discussing ways to boost the price of a single song download on hot releases, from anywhere to like a buck and a quarter all the way up to $2.50. It isn't clear how or when the price hike could take place, and it could still be months away. Basically, what they want to do is they want to get singles of the hot songs pushed out. They're also mulling other ways to change and charge more for online singles. One option is called bundling. Bundling, what they will do is pretty much bundle the hot stuff with some more undesirable tracks. In other words, what they're already doing with CDs as they are anyway.
They're going to shoot themselves in the goddamn foot.
That's another comment. Digital music sales are growing steady. Some 25 million digital tracks were sold the first 3 months of this year versus 19.2 million for all of the second half of last
year.
This is according to SoundScan. That growth is why some in the industry are very uncomfortable with the talk of the price increases. They realize that this industry, the online music industry, is still critical early growth stage, which could be disrupted by raising prices. For us right now, it's not the issue of, you know, do we make another $300,000 by raising the price 5 cents? It's, is this going to make sure the market grows? You know, are we going to make sure that we can keep this thing going? Other things like, you know, the other examples they get, like albums that sell for $9.99 in one place, but they will sell, you know, in real life for $8, or some of them that are just cost like $13.99 on iTunes and $10.88 on average retail stores. The reason for this is so pronounced that BMI and Sony, they're both companies that, you know, routinely set these wholesale prices. And it's funny, too, because they will set the wholesale prices and they will end up not talking about what they set their prices at for wholesale. Even to my point where they go in for like a non-disclosure agreement. And when someone asks them, well, why you charge so much, they go, well, you should look at the retails. They're charging a lot.
Yeah, I have a big problem with that, definitely. And there's something else that they're doing, too, already. And you'll really notice this on iTunes. I wish I had an example because there was one CD I really wanted to buy, and I can't remember what it was.
What's it? Okay.
What they're doing is they're taking a CD. Let's say I have to give an example. Basically, you take a CD, and instead of selling the album for its traditional $10, or in some cases $14, $14 is the highest I paid for an album off iTunes.
But that's still pretty much equal to what you could buy it in a store.
Right.
We go drive down to Big B's tonight.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to find that on $13.12.
Oh, no, I understand. But what I'm saying is this right here. See, when you do the bundling thing for the album, check this out. You can have an album which is 11 tracks or more. You buy them individually, you're going to pay the dollar per track.
Right, right.
However, what they do is they charge like the $10, $12 for the album itself, and you get the same price. What they're doing on a lot of albums like this, and I can't remember the one, I'm so fucking pissed at myself because it's a popular album. What they're doing is they're actually taking the album and they're excluding tracks. They'll take one track and kick it off. And they'll
say, the album itself?
Yes.
and then say partial album, you can only buy the tracks individually. Portrait of an American Family by Marilyn Manson. That's the one.
I have that album.
You have that album? Okay. Yeah. What they've done is they took off track two, Cake and Sodomy. They took Cake and Sodomy off the track, so it goes 1, 3, 4, and you have everything. Right. You have the crap like Cyclops Woman, okay? But what happens is they end up with 11 tracks.
Okay.
11 tracks. So if you buy all the songs, you still pay more.
Now, this is what's starting to piss me off, is now we have this beautiful idea, this idea of selling online music. People can buy what they want. And I'll even address this, and I'll even mix it in with something else that you and I are very intimate with, and that's cable TV.
Right.
Cable TV does the same thing that this music industry wants to do. They want to keep everything bundled. You know what?
Bundling is good in
certain... I'm a company guy. People know I'm a company guy. Yes, I work for a cable company. I think that bundling is acceptable for certain things.
Right.
And I find that if you want to sell individual channels individually with the new technologies of the digital cable, go for it.
Yeah, and I don't think there'd be anything to get hurt by. I think you gain a lot.
I think you would actually gain more long-term people for certain channels. You would get a lot of high turnover.
Yeah, but the other problem with that too, though, is when you have a lot of other channels that you have on there to give a variety that not everybody watches.
Right.
You're
excluding yourself from finding something interesting.
Well, it's not just that. The problem is right there. You end up losing a lot financially. You can't justify other programming. I'll give you a perfect example. BBC America versus TV Japan.
Okay.
Okay, TV Japan I buy separate because I like TV Japan. I like the shit that they do on there. I like a lot of the shows. I mean, I watch a lot of killer stuff on there. I also like it because they do some shit in English right there, and they do an English subcast on their TV shows as well. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to get piped in a news feed from around the world. So I really like that. But I pay, I get a discount, so never mind that. But the fact is the retail price of that is $25 per month for about one channel alone because it's a specialty. Okay, but they take BBC America. Granted, it's already in English, so it'd be a little bit more desirable to the audience here because it's primarily English-speaking, but they start bundling that on a tier. So if you've had BBC America, you might end up having these individual channels, which would be $25 each. You wouldn't have as much variety because you then don't have the bundling to do it.
Okay.
So in that respect, it is good.
The music industry should not be bundling, in my opinion. They're already dealing with flagging sales as it was. Okay?
Right, and there's
and they don't
problem.
And they don't want to come out and say that it's anything other than online music distribution and online music shit. Because as far as I'm concerned, yeah. You know what? Maybe it is all the illegal downloading and stuff like that. Maybe that is causing some problems.
No.
But I think we can ask people who run MP3 servers, and they could tell us off of their stats that the songs that get mostly downloaded are the very popular ones that also still get a high record sale. It's the same thing as the article we talked about last week.
Oh, yeah,
They're saying that people are buying, you know, out of everybody, 100 people that download one song, one person will go out and buy that CD. You know, and the music industry now realizes that, hey, you know what? We can get away with charging these people online almost as much as we charge them in a store.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things right here to this as well. Excuse me. The problem you're having right now is two things. One, Apple is kind of a bad example in the sense that right now Apple's got another lawsuit they're fighting through with Apple Records.
Yeah.
In my honest opinion, you know, I always am for, you know, taking down big corporations and letting them look have a way. However, I really feel Jobs and Apple Computer are justified in their fight for this.
And you know what? For the most part, without sidetracking too much, I agree completely.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, though, without sidetracking too much, I want to throw a little quick editorial on there. But in all honesty right there, I think what the record company is trying to do with this grid right there, I think that this would be the straw that broke the camel's back. And let me explain. I know a lot of people said that with the RIAA thing. That's not true because you're ruling through with fear. I think you're going to have a big problem. I think if they try to start going ahead and doing this shit right here, that will become the point at which music piracy truly does destroy the industry. And the reason is... it wasn't really too much with MP3s because with MP3s, you know, people are like, oh, I like this song. I'll go out and I'll buy the record.
Right.
People even now are even more antisocial and more or less want to be out in public, especially when they have everything online. That's great when you can purchase something and download it instantly. I think what you're going to see, Walmart is...
Well, Walmart currently has their sound system for 88 cents per song.
Yes, but have you seen their download
system?
Walmart,
hold on, but yeah, it's horrible. It's not user-friendly.
Absolutely heinous.
Here's the other funny thing about Walmart. How many times per year do you hear about Walmart not putting out a CD? Because they find the lyrics questionable. Remember that discussion we had at the beginning of the show?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And one thing, we came to a consensus off the air, and I apologize it was done off the air. Yeah. 9Volt was telling us, you need to turn on your mics, but...
We didn't want to drive everybody away.
We didn't want to drive everybody away. People don't know how to be bygones anymore.
Yeah.
People do not know how to just say, I have my way, you have your way, we'll find the middle ground.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's the same thing with this music industry. Music industry says, well, it's obviously the downloaders and all those people. No, it's also part of the fact that, you know what? How much shit music is put out there? 9Volt here had a, what was the name of that group you were talking about on the way over? Those people you met at a truck stop?
They're called Agents of the Sun. They're
Agents of the Sun.
Band.
And how did you find their album out?
I actually ran into the group at a truck stop in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Okay. And, you've never heard of this group before?
Never heard of them before.
So it took you bumping into the group to learn about them. And how did they sound? In your humble opinion, you listened to a lot of music.
Well, I bought one of the CDs from them, and then I told them about a DJ that I knew out of Waterloo, Iowa, and they gave me a second CD to give to him.
Okay.
I went out. I didn't have a CD player in the truck for the first 2 weeks, but as soon as I put the CD player in the truck, I listened to that CD constantly for like a week and a half because it just kicked ass.
Hmm.
So you had to find them. I mean, we had this talk last week when we were playing My Coco.
By Stella Star.
By Stella Star.
That's also something we're going to get to as well.
And you found it.
On Fuse.
You're finding it on these other channels. I'm finding my music on other channels. You know, internet radio, it means a lot to me. I mean, you guys must think I'm being a crackhead right now, but, you know, and pretty much, you know, kissing the ass of one of my hobbies, but... I listen to a lot of music. I'm sorry, even bad music. Music Claude don't like that I kind of get a kick out of, like Z Escape. I like that song, and I never heard that before. And what we're seeing right now is the record labels and everything like that. They're going, you know what? We now know that we can get this introverted market.
Right.
That introverted market you're talking about, they know they can get.
This is the problem, though, and this is what I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Their lawyers cannot see the forest for the trees right here. Let me explain. You watch. They're not going to have the public to contend with next time. What's going to happen is you have Apple. I say Apple is a bad example because they're in current litigation right here. Okay. They're in current litigation, so it may not necessarily be the best right there. And you have Walmart, and I was saying Walmart's, and I was just segueing and saying they're a horrible download system, but they still sell songs nonetheless. Then you have MP3.com, and what was that one Coca-Cola was doing?
MP3.com is gone.
Or no, not MP3. It turned into something else, man.
No, it got bought out by another group, and they just decided not to do shit with it.
Really?
Which pisses me off, because that's another way I found great music.
Well, there was something else. What was that one that was fucking... Coca-Cola, when they did their faux
music. The lid music?
Yeah.
The lid music that they were putting in CDs or the little half a CD.
Yeah, you would have to go in and register and you could download the MP3 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that one is right there as well. They were actually doing the promotion through an existing website through Coke Music or some shit like that. The problem is this right here. What I'm getting to is you have a lot of online distributors right now of music. iTunes is the premier one due to its ease of use and integration.
Ease of use integration.
Definitely.
It wasn't the first to the market, but it was
it has
absolutely been the best.
And an example is if we have time to get to it right there about an MP3 player, I'll fucking tell you it's great. The integration side of it. But the problem is this right here. These people have invested a shitload of money into their services.
Uh-huh.
Physical hardware, software development, deployment, you name it, especially Apple.
By the way, and a related note, Reverend here says GarageBand.com is another good place to find new music.
Okay, that's very good.
So there you go. I mean, and it's not the Apple software. It's something totally different.
Oh, yeah. No, but what I'm
sorry, I had to make the link.
Yeah, but no, let me tell you what's going to happen. The problem is you're going to have all these fucking companies. Now, if the same strategy the RIAA and all the record people are doing right now, okay, they're trying to say online music trading causes, illegal file sharing, right?
Right.
Okay. They're trying to piece this together. That is going to be used against them. If they raise the prices in iTunes and other places and force them to raise the said prices, yeah, you will see piracy go back up and sales drop. Now, that same strategy to persecute file traders,
right?
You watch. Apple and everybody else is going to use that against them. You'll see a massive string of lawsuits.
Okay.
Because you raised prices, you caused this piracy. Therefore, we're losing money on our investments. They'll sue them for damages.
But you really think that's going to happen? If, you really think Apple could intelligently bite off the hand that feeds it?
I'm telling you right now.
Because they had to make a deal with all of these record labels to be able to sell it.
These record
labels are setting that wholesale price.
Right.
Apple's trying to sell, you know, and I hate saying it, but it's the wholesale price that determines the total price that you and I pay at the store.
Oh, I know.
And if these people are raising that wholesale price up that fucking high to where Apple iTunes has to sell a non-physical, there's no palatable, grabbable thing. There's no liner notes.
It's the information age.
Well, hold on. There's no liner notes. There's no case. There is no stamping of a CD. Okay? You are paying CD prices for something that is literally, absolutely, without a doubt, virtual, which is nothing.
Right. But what I'm saying is this has a big potential to come back and bite them in the ass.
Will it happen, though? Will they do that? I doubt it. I really sincerely doubt it.
In all honesty right there, I would not. If Apple is making money hand over fist, and Apple does not make money off of iTunes per se.
No.
Okay, they're not even breaking even yet. Yet. However, let me tell you something. The thing about it is going to be this. If Apple continues to generate revenue through the sales of iPods and said accessories right there, they're going to make money off that. Now, if the RIAA, by raising prices and mismanaging and these other companies do it, they may very well have a case for that. And would they sue? Quite possibly.
Quite possibly. Something to address in the chat room here. BMC states here that I just let P2PB because the artists are millionaires anyway and make most of their money from concerts. Most of them are not millionaires.
No.
You met that group where?
I met him in Hagerstown, Maryland.
At a what?
Truck stop.
What driving, millionaire do you know has a truck stop? You know, goes to a truck stop for anything.
Driving a beat-up Chevy van to get to...
Gig to gig.
Get to their next gig.
And here's the thing. Reverend has it. You know, he has it right. I wish I could buy direct straight from the artist. You know what? Going to concerts and shit like that, you do. When you buy stuff at a concert, your T-shirts and all that merchandise, it's the merchandise you buy and you're paying them directly.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to take care of overhead and stuff like that. But
I
remember this band. I'll bring it in for next show when we talk about music that I like. I'll bring in the CD. It's by a group called 3 Minute Hero. It's a band that came to my college campus and played, and I liked it so much. I didn't buy their CD because I didn't have money on me on the time, but I went and made sure I got to their online sites. Very early on, figured out that they could send it to my music land before it became Sam Goody, and I bought it from there. So it is possible. And you know what? That is probably one of the better ways to do it, is to get it direct. You know? Fuck these middle people. But you know, that's the problem.
Understandable. However, saying that somebody's already rich, they have enough money to suit themselves right there.
Right.
No, I don't believe in that communist-esque type fucking shit of, let's break it down and share for everybody. No. If you're rich, typically, or at least you should have, in my opinion, have earned it somehow, especially for a fucking songwriter or something like that. Okay?
Right.
Somebody who typically are just middle America or below that, or maybe even a little above, and make themselves into millionaires.
Yep.
Saying just because you're rich right there, no. And I really hate saying that because I almost sound like I'm a fucking Metallica whore, you know, for that right there. But, yeah, I really can't necessarily say that. For the band, no. However, I will say this. By lowering prices right there, the money that's paid out, not necessarily lowering prices per se when taking money, you know, food out of the artist's mouth, because, you know, they do rely on that. I do think, however, for the record labels and everyone associated with it, I think that they need to be more understanding and they need to take a hit themselves.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that just because they're rich, fuck them. What I am saying, though, is because they need to be more... You know, let's not make them poor, fuck it, and not cut them off entirely.
Right.
They need to sacrifice more.
What do you want to say, Nivel?
I was going to say that group that I had met, Agents of the Sun, I had got to talking to him, you know, and got to know the guy's pretty decent, you know, for, you know, 15 minutes worth of time. But I asked him if it'd be all right if I put their album up on my server. They gave me a yes. They told me, yes, get us on your server.
Yeah.
And you know what?
And when you're new you want that exposure.
Exactly. They want the exposure of, you know, somebody just coming across it, interesting name, let's see what they sound like.
Metallica doesn't want to be on peer-to-peer, fine. That's understandable. They're established.
My server was completely legal until I put every one of their albums on it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Garth Brooks wants to bitch about used music sales. We could go on about this topic, but we're going to go a little bit over, but we're going to switch gears yet again for Spankwagon Radio. I mean, we're talking, man. This is double clutch at night. Yeah, really. So, you know what? And we could go on. Maybe we'll go on the next show about this. You know, maybe we'll find more information. But I'll tell you what. If you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, where we're kind of going over all of this different stuff, you know, go out to your used music store, even if it is a shitty one. Find something you would have never thought of listening to. It doesn't have to necessarily be a different genre. Doesn't have to necessarily be a band, you know, that is local. Just go out and find something that looks interesting, that may be modestly interesting. Put it in. Hell, don't even listen to it. Don't even listen to it. Just take it home and listen to it. You know, don't listen to it in the store is what I'm trying to say. But
yeah.
That's
do,
one thing.
Do you have any songs you want to line up this week?
I have nothing this week. I basically trucking anything? Him around. He left it in his truck. Otherwise, we would have had the Agents of the Sun CD. Here's the thing. Oh, by the way, chat room here says Fatal Error exposure costs money. Of course they'll say yes. And you're right, yes. That's only intelligent.
Right. Exposure costs money. But you know what? In all honesty right there.
Word of mouth works just as good.
No, word of mouth works better. The problem is what's happening is instead of taking a good artist and building him up, I'm right now, dead straight, I'm going to tell you, Bob Dylan is fucking great. He's a great musician. He's an excellent, superb songwriter, but he would not make it today.
No, he wouldn't, because of just how people are. People are fickle.
No. It's not how people are. It's how the industry is. They want a prefab.
True. And I don't want to discuss that. We're done with that. By the way, Skier says his computer's wigging out, and this is the same Skier that earlier was telling me how he's so sorry that I'm on Mac. Thank you. Yeah. All right. The last thing I want to bring up, if you could cue that special music.
Yes, hold on.
Cue the other special music.
Yes, please stand by. I actually have to resort everything.
Did okay. You hit random again?
Yeah, I did. You ready?
Yeah, here anytime. What I have here right now is a report that I've pulled off the internet, of course, because that's where everything is true. Talks about how Hollywood has given Britain a false sense of history. How Hollywood has given a false sense of history. The Battle of Hastings never took place. Adolf Hitler is a fictional character. Robin Hood really existed. Harold Wilson saved Britain during the Second World War, not Winston Churchill. And Conan the Barbarian is a bona fide figure, really, from early Nordic history. This may sound like the latest attempt of revisionist extremists to pervert the past, but it really is a little more simpler than that. It's Hollywood. What's happening here is a lot of people watching Hollywood movies are getting their facts screwed up. They're seeing a movie, and even though they should think it's fake, they think it's real. They actually buy into something that's been done. They buy into something wholeheartedly that isn't real. And I just want to go over a few of these numbers. I don't want to bore you with too much fact.
Bore away, I say.
Real people that some believe never existed. So these are people that really did exist, but people in England didn't think so. Ethelred, the unready king of England.
Who?
We don't know this. It's not our history. But 63% said this guy didn't exist. He, in fact, did. William Wallace, 13th century Scottish hero. 42% of people in Britain said he didn't exist.
Fuck.
Benjamin Disraeli, prime minister. Okay, he was the founder of the modern Tory party. 40% of the people said he didn't exist.
Gah.
Genghis Khan, Mongol conqueror.
Of
38%.
Course.
Benito Mussolini. Fascist dictator.
Of Italy.
Of Italy. Part of the Axis powers. The OG Axis.
Yes, not the Axis of
Evil. No. 33%. Ready for this? Adolf Hitler. 11% of the people said he didn't really exist.
God. Adolf Hitler.
Winston Churchill. 9% said he didn't really exist.
Winston Churchill.
Real events that some people believe never took place. So these are things that did take place, but people think they didn't. Battle of the Bulge. One of the last big battles of World War II.
Right.
I want to think the last battle, maybe. 52%.
Jesus.
Battle of Little Bighorn. You know, Custer's last stand.
Yeah, yeah.
Britons feel that out of 48% of the Britons surveyed felt that it never took place.
I can almost excuse that because it's a different culture. Like, I don't
Absolutely.
Know their kings and people.
Absolutely. The Cold War. 32% of it said it never existed, which could be just because of, you know.
I don't think people really get the gist of what the hell a Cold War
and
is
maybe
or what it means.
The Battle of Hastings, 15%. That's something like that.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Here's the other side of this. Fictional people that believe they were, you know, they believe these fictional people were real. You ready for this?
Okay.
First one is a good one. King Arthur.
King Arthur, Lord of the Britons.
Mystical monarch of the Round Table. 57% of the people thought he was real. Robin Hood. 27% of the people thought he was real. He gets a little thinner here.
Well, I thought Robin Hood was real.
No.
Robin Hood himself.
Yeah, Robin Hood himself, no.
No, I thought...
But the concept in the area and the location, shit like that, that's real.
Okay.
Conan the Barbarian? 5% of the British population, or 5% of the surveyed population of Britain thought it was real. He was real.
Conan the Barbarian.
Here's my favorite. Edmund Blackadder.
Blackadder from the TV show.
Yes, Edmund Blackadder. 1%.
That's fucking 1%. Pathetic.
1%. And another 1% goes to Xena, Warrior Princess. They thought at some point she was a real character.
No way. Women weren't even allowed to exist back then.
By the way, if everybody's asking where is this at, this is actually in the British Isles, United Kingdom.
England.
And finally, fictional events that they believed did take place. The first one's a little suspect. I think people are really jerking chains. War of the Worlds. War of the Worlds. 6% of the people felt that War of the Worlds, a Martian invasion.
Oh, okay. Currently. Not at the time when they heard it.
H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds.
Okay.
Was real. You ready for this one?
Go ahead.
The Battle of Helm's Deep.
What the fuck is that?
Part of the Lord of the Rings trilogy in the second book, Two Towers. They thought it was real. 3%.
Well, yeah. You know.
Somehow, I think really they started getting stupid. Battle Planet of the Apes, where apes at one time ruled the Earth. More along the lines of apes at one time ruled the Earth.
Yeah, people can easily get confused with that with evolution.
So, yes. But 1% still felt. That's just some of the numbers. So, right now, what we're going to do is we're going to close out Spankwagon Radio by knowing that our listeners are smarter than the United Kingdom as a collective.
Right. Let me go ahead and leave you guys with a kind of a interesting kind of dance tune right here. This is Hails from the Middle East as well. This will be an interesting song of the week, sort of, because we don't have anything else queued.
Really, we don't.
All right. And
Before we go, I want to say thank you very much to 9Volt for joining us in the studio tonight. Thank you very much, 9Volt.
Looks more like a kitchen to me.
Shh. Shh.
Oh.
The studio. Turn around.
Yeah, really.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll have to put up a big red light. Not here in Vegas. We want to thank everybody in the chat room for getting your awkward silence props. You all did earn it. We do appreciate you. Come back next week. Even the people who kind of sneak around like Baxi, who's sitting in one chat room but listening to us in another.
Indeed.
We appreciate shit like this. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Spankwagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable El Grandeurs called Balls.
El Grandeurs. We want to say thank you to Virtual One with VFTP.net for hosting our site.
Of course.
We want to say thank you to Mr. Man with LazyCode.com for providing us bandwidth
to
stream
the site. Who has a new haircut?
He doesn't have much hair.
He doesn't have any now.
Oh, no. I also want to say hello and make sure on Monday night you listen to JSTFU.org. That's Reverend Hammer and Pappy Coon.
There's no football on right now.
Yeah, and they're the two angriest men on the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been here. He's been here.
And
you've been
thanks
here.
To our special guest as well.
I've been here, too.
You've been here?
Of course.
And we're gone.
Later.
Spankwagon.